From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Peace in Aleppo again proves elusive. United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric on Wednesday called on warring parties in Syria's besieged Aleppo to stop fighting after a ceasefire appeared to have broken down.
The UN is deeply concerned by reports of fighting in Aleppo today, despite the announcement of a ceasefire agreement last night. Any continued fighting leaves thousands of civilians in the direct line of fire. The safety and security of tens of thousands of men, women, and children still trapped in eastern Aleppo remains precarious. We urgently call for a pause in fighting to allow people who wish to leave safely the besieged eastern Aleppo for a destination of their choice. The parties must also ensure that those who have surrendered or been captured and are treated humanely and in line with international law.
UN Human Rights Commissioner Zayd Raad al-Hussein says he is appalled by the apparent collapse of the ceasefire deal in Aleppo that would have allowed civilians to evacuate the war-torn Syrian city, where heavy fighting resumed Wednesday. The comments came after heavy fighting in Aleppo, and various parties and their backers traded blame for shattering that ceasefire, effectively scuttling the plan to evacuate civilians and rebels. Saudi Arabia's King Salman vowed Wednesday to prevent other nations from intervening in neighboring Yemen, where it has been at war with Iranian-backed Shiite rebels since March of 2015. The king's speech comes as UNICEF has renewed its warning of a humanitarian crisis in Yemen, with a new report showing that the number of children suffering from severe malnutrition is 200% higher than it was in 2014. This is VOA News.